From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. A FEMA grant has been given to California to help pay for the fight against a big fire burning north of San Francisco. The fire in the Lower Lake area is California's largest right now. It tripled in size over the weekend. Lorraine Dechter from member station KZYX in Mendocino reports.
Firestorms this big make their own weather. They cause thunder cells that rise up and then, like an anvil, collapse.
And when that collapses, then it comes straight down to the ground, and the winds expand from that center 360 degrees.
Scott McLean is a spokesperson for CAL FIRE. He's seen a lot of fires, but nothing like this one.
20,000 acres burned in less than 5 hours. The plume off this fire, they predicted to be 30,000 feet up in the air yesterday.
The Rocky Fire has caused the closure of two major state highways and blazed through part of the new Berryessa Snow Mountain National Monument. For NPR News, I'm Lorraine Dechter in Ukiah, California.
More than 20 major fires are burning in California, and wildfires also burning in Washington State and Oregon. President Obama is to unveil the final version of his plan to limit greenhouse gas emissions from power plants today. He's expected to call for stricter cuts than he initially proposed last year. This afternoon's announcement will likely kick off a legal battle with opponents. Jurors in Colorado are resuming deliberations today on the fate of James Holmes, a theater shooting gunman. Holmes was convicted more than 2 weeks ago of killing 12 people at a crowded movie premiere in Aurora 3 years ago. Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus reports.
Jurors must decide if James Holmes' mental illness is enough to spare him the death penalty. His attorney spent about a week calling family and friends and teachers to the stand in an attempt to humanize him. They also called a psychiatric expert who testified that without mental illness, this crime would not have occurred. Jurors rejected Holmes' insanity defense, finding him guilty of the mass shooting, but his attorneys have raised the issue in his sentencing hearing in an appeal for mercy. The jurors have two options before them: move forward with the sentencing hearing and hear from victims of the crime, or they can end the hearing now, giving him life in prison. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Denver.
Moving on to Greece, where the Athens Stock Exchange was open for business for the first time in 5 weeks today. Reporter Joanna Kakissis reports Greek stocks slumped.
The Stock Exchange closed on June 29th, the same day as the country's banks. The government was forced to close both after a bailout loan program ended. A new bailout is in the works and banks have reopened, but with restrictions. There's also a ban on short selling in the stock exchange, yet shares have already plunged by more than 20%.
Markets in the rest of Europe largely shrugged off the slump in Greece. Consumer spending showing its smallest increase in 4 months. The Commerce Department says it edged up by 0.2% as demand softened for automobiles and other big-ticket items. This is NPR. Police in Tennessee are still looking for the suspect who fatally shot a Memphis police officer over the weekend. They've identified the suspect as a 29-year-old man named Tremaine Wilborn. Police say the officer was shot multiple times after he approached an illegally parked car and struggled with Wilborn. Police believe the officer interrupted a drug deal. The car's driver ran but later turned himself in. Canada's national election campaign is underway. Canadians go to the polls this October in what's shaping up to be the country's longest campaign in more than 100 years. Dan Karpinchuk reports it was triggered when Prime Minister Stephen Harper asked for the dissolution of the Canadian Parliament over the weekend.
All the main party leaders are off and running in what's sure to be a vicious and costly 11-week campaign. And as he kicked off his official campaign, Stephen Harper said his rivals aren't up to the job of making the tough decisions that prime ministers must make, especially on issues of national security. Safety of Canadians will be one of Harper's main talking points. The other main issue is the economy, and as Canada hovers near recession, Harper's opponents will try to show him as a poor steward of the country's finances. Latest polls suggest a three-way race, with one poll having two-thirds of Canadians favoring a change in government. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Republican presidential candidates are beginning a pivotal week today. Most will be in the early voting state of New Hampshire for a televised forum tonight. The forum comes ahead of the first debate in Cleveland this Thursday. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton's campaign is spending $2 million on her first television ads of the race. They are airing beginning tomorrow in New Hampshire and Iowa. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.